So I have some good news and bad news for you. Good news, it's 2 in Kansas City.
Woohoo!
Bad news, in your hometown of Shawnee, it's -1.
Oh, no. And our high's only going to be 19 today. This is ridiculous.
You did mention something earlier in Trending Topics about traveling right around this time.
Yeah, I saw a thing in the news this morning that if you buy airfare between now and March, if you travel between now and March, that it's some of the lowest prices you're going to get for the whole year. So it's a really good time to buy. In fact, you should go to mix93.com and you can see our link to our friend Jay French at Ultimate Vacations. He's the one who's doing our Mexico trip for us. We leave a week from Saturday. And if you didn't get in on this trip, then he can still help you book a honeymoon or maybe you can start thinking about spring break. Whatever you need to do, he can help you.
Now, Terry, you were looking at the weather for Mexico for us. What's it going to be like?
I think low 80s, upper 70s. We can get behind that.
All day long. All right, so I kind of checked out. You're going to be very happy for me. I used my Netflix and watched this TV show you wanted me to watch.
The one that you can't remember the name of right now?
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, and you did watch both seasons, 1 and 2?
Oh, yeah.
The entire thing?
The entire thing.
Wow, I'm proud of you. I feel like you binged through that even faster than I could. It usually takes me a whole weekend per season.
Well, I was trying to slow my brain down. I was sitting next to my bright light that Tara got me that really does work.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of hoping you were calling me your bright light, but that's fine.
I can't remember what, is it kind of like what you put in an animal's, like in a terrarium, you know?
Exactly. Red light so he can thrive.
Well, I totally forgot because last night I was watching my Sooners who were supposed to beat Georgia and they did not. We will talk about that later.
Or hell of a football game, though.
It was a very good game. I was very sad, but it was all about football last night. And plus it just being New Year's Day, it just didn't even occur to me about there being any new TV.
Yeah.
But The Bachelor came back last night and I totally missed it and didn't even think about it. And it's 36-year-old Ari Lyndike Jr. He is the season 22 frontrunner, and so now he's the Bachelor. And some of these girls, when they come on the show, I swear, they just embarrass themselves so much. Here's two different girls that were trying to have, like icebreakers, and just didn't really do very well.
I own a spray tan company.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so you can imagine in my line of work, I see a lot of...
Okay.
And I'm just hoping that you're not one.
Let's hope not.
Even more crude.
There's nothing like a good icebreaker talking about all the you've seen in your life.
Rude.
I mean, what could be better than that? So I do have a favor.
Okay.
So I've been kind of rushing today to get ready. I'm going to need you to do a quick smell check for me. I know it's a little crazy, but just please for me, just go ahead and smell. Just make sure. Am I good?
Yeah, you smell
amazing.
You
wanted to smell her armpits.
Was that not the best pit stop of your life? I know you've had some, but
had
to be the best, right?
Hey, babe, you want to smell my pits? Come here and take a whiff. What are you thinking? Like, I cannot imagine a worse thing to do.
So, Rocket, I know you don't have a lot of game. But let's just say,
I really
and
don't.
I don't care how gorgeous she is, if a woman comes up and her first impression is, hey, Rocket, smell my armpit, are you going to go for it?
How gorgeous?
Okay, the answer is no. The answer is no.
You know it's going to be no.
I don't know with you. I'm starting to think that you might just go for whatever. Now, here's one of the other new contestants named Kendall, and she collects taxidermy, and she was nice enough to sing a song about it.
I'm Kendall Long. I'm 26, and I'm from Los Angeles.
His tongue is, like, so huge.
I've always warned guys that I date that I collect taxidermy.
I like this bit.
I've never had a relationship over a year, but with taxidermy, I can keep it forever.
And she wants to stuff you, keep you.
I know who I am, and I know what I want in a partner and someone that I'm with. And I love to be surprised by who compliments this weird soul.
I love you, Steve.
Excited to lose all the distractions of the world and to focus solely on why we exist, which is love. I mean, who gets to have that chance?
So you wouldn't go for that one?
No.
That kind of sounds a little Hannibal Lectery, like she does want to stuff you and keep you in her room. Okay, and then how about we had a girl last night who, and I'll give you a little content warning, had a very weird way to break the ice with a gift.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so excited.
Well, good.
It's so good to finally meet
you.
I'm Tia.
Hey.
I'm actually from Wiener, Arkansas.
Okay, I can detect the accent.
Yeah, I know you're going to have a lot of girls here tonight, and it's going to be hard to kind of keep track of everyone.
All right.
So I have a little gift.
Where is this gift?
It's right here. Oh. It's actually a little wiener.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, please tell me you don't already have a little wiener.
I do not have this. So, yeah, you did
awesome.
Good.
Awesome. Thank you so right. much. So good to see you.
Okay.
All right.
Really?
Keep up with that.
It's a play on words. It's cute. She's from Wiener, Arkansas.
I like her.
You know you would be a sucker just for that accent, Rocket.